continue our continued coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in lovely, sunny San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Joe Russo from DocFox. Joe, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. How's the conference going for you?
It's been great. Fun to talk to some existing clients, a lot of new folks, hearing about what's on the mind of credit unions, and all the cool stuff Correlation is doing.
Yeah, right on. And so give us a quick 30-second elevator speech on DocFox.
Yeah, happy to.
What do you guys do, and how do you help credit unions?
So we focus on business account opening.
Okay.
So there's a lot of folks out there that can help credit unions with consumer or retail accounts, mm-hmm. and not all credit unions do business banking. But for those who do, it's really important to have a way to be more digital, more automated, more streamlined, as well as compliant.
Right.
With all of the complexity that goes with being able to work with business members.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to consumer members.
Okay.
Correlation does not have a business account opening product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were lucky enough to partner with them.
Oh, right on.
So we work with Correlation as sort of a preferred vendor, mm-hmm. For any type of business account opening. Mm-hmm. So we actually just did a webinar with them last week, talking to credit unions that are Correlation members or prospective clients. About how they can incorporate business account opening into what they're doing.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what are some trends that you're seeing out in the marketplace in business lending? Because this is an area that's, I want to say it's not fully tapped
yep.
for credit unions, but yep. I think it's starting to. I think it's gaining some definite momentum.
So I think the big shift for business, especially small business, but not exclusively, is people are shifting away from big banks. I think over the last couple of years with the pandemic, with the PPP program, a lot of small business owners realize that their big bank does not really care about them. And maybe they knew that their big bank didn't care, but you know, when they went to get their PPP loan and the bank said, great, you know, try us in 6 to 9 months and maybe we'll be able to help you.
That's too late.
And then they went to, you know, a credit union or another local financial institution,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that was the organization that was able to help them.
Right.
And so I think there's this real opportunity where a lot of business owners have realized that those relationships matter, that someone being part of their community matters.
Yeah.
And they want to shift their business. They're looking for that opportunity, but it's the technology that holds them back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And let's face it, at some credit unions, if you want to get a business account open with them, like, it's a labor of love. Like,
yeah.
you have to be committed to that process.
Right.
And so imagine what you could do if that credit union had best-in-class technology that made it incredibly easy to open even a complex account, just like any big bank.
Right. And talk about getting connected to the community.
Yep.
Because I mean, you saw small business is kind of what makes the world go round, at least in this country it does. So yeah, and to tap into that would really tap into the community and get you deeper into that community, which is what a lot of credit unions, almost all our credit unions want to do, right?
So many credit unions already have business owners as individual members. It's great for them to be able to extend that and also support the businesses that they own or they manage as well. And the other thing we've seen is, you know, obviously there's been a big shift to things being more digital during the pandemic, you know, in some places had to be. That doesn't mean that personal relationships don't matter, right? We still talk to a lot of credit unions where, you know, if you're going to close a loan, you're going to close a loan over handshake.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that verbal commitment, boy, that business owner would sure like to be able to go home and finish the application on their computer rather than having to come into your branch the next day.
Completely.
And so it doesn't mean things have to be completely digital,
mm-hmm.
but giving people that flexibility that they can be more digital or less digital,
mm-hmm.
And they have those options can really make a big difference just for a great customer experience, which is what credit unions are all about.
Exactly. There's a word for that. It's called empowerment, I think.
Yes. Great word. Great word.
Yeah, if you want to empower the member or the small business and you want to be able to do that, you got to have those options today, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, a few years ago, these were kind of nice to have type things.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like today, these are have to have things if you want to attract that crowd.
It really is. And again, I think even for credit unions that maybe say, look, you know, we cater to an older crowd, they're not as tech savvy, even if that's true, and again, even if they're going to want to drop by and say hello to people, even those people are still getting more and more comfortable doing things online, and they want to have the option.
Right.
To say, great, if I want to come in and talk to someone in person, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to just take care of it at 8 or 9 p.m. at night when I'm done with work,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when the credit union isn't open.
I know, exactly.
It's important to give people that coverage.
Yeah. And so you guys come in and help them out and do this type of giving those folks that option, correct?
That's exactly right. So we're trying to give credit unions that flexibility and, as you said, that empowerment.
Yeah.
So they can provide that great experience For any business that wants to sign up, no matter how simple or complex.
Yeah, and talk about building trust, you know, and loyalty. That's that's the type of stuff that gets you there.
Well, you know that the old saying, you only get to make a first impression once.
That's true.
And so I think it's really, it plays to the strength of credit unions as being part of their community, about putting customers first over profits. And so my hope is that that becomes a really great culture fit, as well as a good product for credit unions that do work with businesses, because it gives them a chance to make that great first impression.
Yeah. Last question for you. Have you seen an uptick in small business, business for the credit unions?
Oh, absolutely.
Based on what you guys do?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been more interest in specialized stuff, you know, whether it's cannabis or crypto or any of that.
Yeah.
But just across the board, again, I think more and more credit unions are realizing that if you want to have a sort of complete portfolio, it's important to have business as an option. I've talked to a lot of folks already at the conference here who said, oh, you know, we're not really doing a lot of business now, but we really want to get into it as soon as we can. It's on our roadmap for 2023. You know, how do we do that? And so I think it's cool, you know, as a working for a startup, to come from that place of genuine curiosity.
Yeah.
Of a credit union saying, look, we want to be able to work with business members. Mm-hmm. We're not sure how to do that. Mm. What do you recommend? What's the best way to offer that other set of options for our community?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so much opportunity out there. And so you guys are right there to provide the tech side of it. So good stuff.
Very much so.
All right, Joe, anything else to add to wrap up?
That's it. Really appreciate you having us here. Thank you very much for the time. And thank you
everyone
for watching.
There he is, Joe Russo from DocFox. Go check him out. And it's DocFox.com.
DocFox.io.
.io.
DocFox.io.
All righty.
Google DocFox, you'll find us.
All right. Good stuff. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Well done.